B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Psachim Daf Yud Zayin. We're going to start three lines from the bottom of the Amud. Before we start the Gemara, let's just recap. At the bottom of Daf Tezayin Amud Beis, we saw that Chagai, one of the Nevi'im, he tested the Kohanim to see whether they were proficiently versed in all the intricate details of the halachas of Tumah and Tahara in the Beis HaMikdash. So he asked them, when we saw this pasuk at the end of Daf Tezayin, "Hey Nisa Ish Besar Kodesh, if somebody is holding a sheretz, which is an av hatuma, biknaf bigdoy with the corner of his garment, v'noga biknofoy el alechem, and this sheretz that was in the corner of his garment touched the bread, ve'el anozid, and the bread touched the nozid, which was a stew, vel yayin, and the nozid touched the yayin, vel shemen, and the yayin touched shemen, or vel kol machol, or any other machol was touched by the yayin, then hayikdosh," Chagai asked them, "is the halacha of, is this shemen tomei or not?" Vayanu akenim vayomru loy, the kenim said, "it's tohir." And Rav said, "ishtabshik, eshtabish kani," that the kenim made a mistake. Why did they make a mistake? Because if you work it out, the knaf, that means the sheretz, was the av hatuma, the lechem was a rishon lituma, the nozid was a sheni lituma, the yayin was a shlishi lituma, the shemen or any other machal was a revi'i lituma, and in kodesh, since we're talking here about Beis HaMikdash, revi'i ba kodesh is tomei, and they said loy, they said it's not tomei. So Rav said that they made a mistake. And we're soon going to see that Shmuel is going to argue with Rav and say they didn't make a mistake. As a continuation of that test that Chagai gave to the Kohanim, we're going to see that he asked them another question, not regarding a tumah that originated from a sheretz, which is what he called the knaf begodov, rather tomei nefesh, and we're going to see in the Gemara what happened with that. Over there, the Kohanim explicitly said tomei, and in that case, they were right. Everybody agrees that they did not make a mistake. We'll have to see how that works. We also have to remember that there was a machlokes we saw in the name of Yosef ben Yezer Ish Tzereda, that in the Beis HaMikdash that was somewhat less tumah than outside the Beis HaMikdash. And we explained, and most opinions are going to hold that way, excluding one that we're going to see today, that anything that was tumah, not anything, if something was tomei only midrabbonon outside the Beis HaMikdash, then it could be that in the Beis HaMikdash the Rabbonon said that it's not tomei. However, something that outside the Beis HaMikdash has all the halachas of tumah min ha-Torah, the same would apply inside the Beis HaMikdash. And the question is, what did the Yosef ben Yezer Ish Tzereda actually say? Did he mean the Bei Midbacha, which is the butchery within the Beis HaMikdash, and that's only referring to water and blood, and only in that case, outside the Beis HaMikdash, it was Tomei Midrabbonon, inside the Beis HaMikdash, it was Tohir? That's what Rav says. Or could it be, and Rav excluded that in the Gemara that we saw previously, and we're going to learn more about that today. It could be that actually what Yosef ben Yezer Tzereda was talking about was not Beim Madbecha, which are the liquids in the butchery there, which is only water and blood. It could be that it's actually Beim Madbecha with the Dalad, not with the Tess, and that means anything that's put on the Mizbeach. And on the Mizbeach, we had water, we Nisuch HaMayim, we had blood, the Zrika Sadam, we had oil with the menachos, and we have the dam, and we have wine, which is nisuch hayayin. And in all those cases, the tumah didn't apply. Now, how much tumah didn't apply? That's something which, as we said before, is going to depend on what the halachas were with these liquids outside the Beis HaMikdash. And that's machlokes Rav or Shmuel that we saw previously. According to Rav, Rav holds that all liquids are only ever tumah, themselves are only tumah midrabbonon, in which case, outside the Beis HaMikdash, the liquids are tomei midrabbonon. In the Beis HaMikdash, either Beis Madbecha or Beis Matbecha, they are tohir. However, according to Shmuel, where liquids themselves are tomei min ha-Torah outside the Beis HaMikdash, the same applies in the Beis HaMikdash. The whole discussion is whether the liquids can be metamei something else. That outside the Beis HaMikdash, liquids are only metamei other things, midrabbanon. In the Beis HaMikdash, they were not metamei anything else at all. But they themselves, according to Shmuel, could become tomei. And we're going to have to work out how the different opinions work with each other. That's going to be today's Gemara. Says the Gemara, Gufa, Rav Omar Ishtabish Kehani. That we saw before, that the first question that Chagai asked the Kehanim, which was Knaf Begodov, one, Lechem, Nozid, Yayin, Shemen. So the Knaf is the Sheretz, which was an Av. Lechem, Nozid, Yayin, Shemen, Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, Revi'i. The question was Revi'i Bakoidesh. The Kohanim said Tohir. Rav said Ishtabish Kana. They made a mistake because we know that Revi'i Bakoidesh is Tomei. Shmuel Omar Lo Ishtabish Kana. Shmuel says that the Kohanim said it was Tohir and they were right. We have to understand that because nobody says that Revi'i Bakoidesh is not Tomei. Rav Omar Ishtabish Kana, Revi'i Bakoidesh Boy Minayu. Rav says that the question, as we explained it, was what's the halacha with Revi'i Bakoidesh? And they said Tohir. V'omru Lei Tohir, they said Tohir. And Rav said that was a mistake. Ushmuel Omar Lo Ishtabish Kana. Shmuel said they did not make a mistake, and the question was actually not Revi'i Bakoidesh. Chamishi Bakoidesh Boy Minayu. Chagai actually asked the Kohanim, what's the halacha with Chamishi Bakoidesh? Which means that Revi'i Bakoidesh touched a piece of Kodesh meat or anything else Kodesh, V'omrulei Tohir, and they said Tohir, and they were right. And we have to understand, there's only one Posuk here. Is the Posuk saying Revi'i? Is the Posuk saying Chamishi? So the Gemara says, Bishlei Mila Rav, according to Rav, Hainu Dechsiv Arbo, look in the Posuk. The Posuk says, Hey Niso Ish Besar Kodesh, which was the Sheret, it was the Av Hatuma. And then the Posuk after that says Arba, there's another four. Lechem, it says that Beknaf Begodoi, Venoga Beknofo Ela Lechem, Vela Nozid, Vela Yain, Vela Shemen, that's four. Lechem, Nozid, Yain, Veshemen. Elo Shmuel Chamisha Minole, according to Shmuel, who says the question was Chamishi Bakodesh, where do you see in the Posuk five? Answers the Gemara, Miksiv Noga Knofoi. Had it said, Hein Yeso Ish Besar Kodesh, Biknaf Begodoi. He was holding Besar Kodesh, which we already explained means a sheret, Biknaf Begodoi in the corner of his garment. And then it says, Venoga Biknofoi El Halechem. So we read that to mean that he touched with what was in the corner of his garment, El Alechem touched bread, which means the Sheretz, which is an Av, touched the bread, which became a Rishon. But it doesn't say Venoga Knofoi El Halechem. It says Venoga Biknofoi. Shmuel understood that to mean that there was something else that touched this Sheretz, something, whatever that thing is, and that something then touched El Halechem, which means everything is moved one over. It started with the Sheretz. The Sheretz touched something, which is an Av, and then Lechem, Nozid, Yayin, Shemen, the Shemen is Chamishi Bekoidesh. Miksiv, Venoga, Knofoi, Venoga, Biknofoi, Ksiv, Bamesh, Venoga, Biknofoi, there was something else that touched the Sheretz in the corner of his garment, and that something else touched the Lechem, that means the Lechem was a Sheini, not a Rishon. The Nozid was a Shlishi, not a Sheini. The Yayin was a Revi'i, not a Shlishi. The Shemen was a Chamishi, not a Revi'i. And then the Kohanim said Tohir. They were right. That's how Shmuel understood the Pasuk. Continues the Gemara Toshema, that Chagai carried on and asked them, in the next Pasuk, asked them another question. Im yiga tmei nefesh b'kol eile. If in all of the above, which we learned in the previous Pasuk, not that a Basar Kodesh touched them, which is a Sheretz, rather a tmei nefesh. And at this point we assume that it means somebody who touched a dead person, which a dead person is avi avos hatuma. Somebody who touched a dead person is an av hatuma. And then that av hatuma touched all of these. That means the av hatuma touched the lechem touched the nozid touched the yayin touched the shemen, and again we have a revi'i bakodesh. But this time, Vayemechagai im yigat mei nefesh b'kol eile, hayitmo are they tomei? Vayanu akoyanim vayemri itmo. And here the Kohanim said, it's tomei. And it seems that they were right. Bishleim l'Shmuel. According to Shmuel, we understand. Shmuel said that the first question was a chamishi, as we explained, that it was the Basar Kodesh, was the Sheretz, which was the Av. There was something that touched it, which was a Rishon, etc. Then we can understand that Midah Hacha lo yishtabish, Hosom Nami lo yishtabish. That in both questions they passed the test. The first question was Chamishi Bakodesh, and the answer is Tohir. And in the second question, where it was a Tomei Nefesh which touched the Lechem and then the Nozid Yain and Shemen, there it's Revi Bakodesh. And Revi Bakodesh is Tomei. So according to Shmuel, they passed their test in both questions. The first one was Chamishi Bakodesh, they said Tohir. The second question was Revi Bakodesh, and they said Tomei. Bishleim l'Shmuel midahocha lo yishtabish, hosom nami lo yishtabish. Since in the second question they didn't make a mistake, then in the first question they also didn't make a mistake and everything is fine. Elo l'Rav, according to Rav, Rav says the first question was Revi'i Bakodesh, and he says the second question was also Revi'i Bakodesh. It would seem everybody says the second question is Revi'i Bakodesh because the Tomei Nefesh is the Av who touched the Lechem and then the Nozid Yain and Shemen. It's Revi'i Bakodesh. Maishna Hocha de Ishtabish, Maishna Hosam de Lo Ishtabish. He asked them the same question twice. What's the halacha with Revi'i Bakodesh? And in the first time they said Tohir, which was a mistake. The second time they said Tomei, which was right. Why should they have got confused? Just because in the first Pasuk it asked about the Av HaTomah being Sheretz, and in the second Pasuk the question was an Av HaTomah being somebody who touched a mace. Why should they have got confused about that? Says the Gemara two answers. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rabbi Baravua, Bekiin Hein Betumas Mace, Ve'ein Bekiin Hein Betumas Sheretz. They were very acquainted with the halachas of Tumas Mace, and they knew that if a Tumah originates from a mace, then Revi'i Bakodesh is Tomei. But they were not so comfortable, they were not so acquainted with halachas of Tumas Sheretz. They thought that a Tumah that originates with a Sheretz will not make a Revi'i Bakodesh, and that was their mistake. Ravina Omar. Ravina says no. Ravina says it could be that they were not proficient in either. It could be that the question was not in the second Pasuk, the question was not Revi'i Bakodesh. The first question was Revi'i Bakodesh, and they made a mistake. And the second question was not Revi'i Bakodesh, it was Shlishi Bakodesh, and that's why they were right. How can the second Pasuk be Shlishi Bakodesh? Because when it says that, in the second question it says Tmei Nefesh, it doesn't mean somebody who touched a dead person. It means the dead person himself touched the Lechem. And the dead person is Navi Avoisa Tuma. And that Tomei Lenefesh, which is the dead person, touched the Lechem became an Av. The Lechem touched the Nozir is a Rishon. The Nozid, the stew, touched the wine, so the wine is now a Sheni. And the wine touched the oil is a Shlishi. He asked them, what's Shlishi the Tuma? Shlishi the Tuma, they knew that Shlishi Bakodesh is Tomei. Ravin Omer, Hosom, in the first question was Ravi, and they made a mistake. And Hocha Shlishi, and the second Pasuk, it was a Shlishi, and that they didn't make a mistake. Continues the Gemara. Toshima. And we're going now back to Shmuel, who said that in the first question they didn't make a mistake, because the first question is talking about a Chamishi. How? Because we said there was something else between the Sheretz and the Lechem. Says the Gemara. Toshima. The Pasuk says, after these tests, the Pasuk says, Vaya'an Chagai Vayomer. Chagai responded, he said, Kein no'om azeh, v'chein hagoy azeh, lefonai no'om Hashem, v'chein kol maisi yedem, v'ashi yakrivu shom tomehu. He says that since they failed the test, the avoida they're doing in the Beis HaMikdosh is tomeh. So the Gemara says, Bishleim l'Rav, according to Rav, Hainu d'chsiv Tomei. I can understand that it says that it's Tomei because they failed at least part of the test. Elo l'Shmuel, according to Shmuel, that says both questions they answered correctly. Am I Tomei? Why is it Tomei? They knew all their halachas. They were asked. Answers the Gemara. First answer is, Itmuya kometamo. You have to read the Pasuk in a question tune. Vayan Chagai. Chagai says that V'chein kol ma'as yedei ma she'akrivu sham tomehu? Could it be that the avodah they did was tome, was there was something wrong with it? There was nothing wrong with it. They knew all the halachas. Asks the Gemara, v'ha v'chein kol ma'as yedeim k'siv. When it says v'chein kol ma'as yedeim ba she'akrivu sham tomehu, the word v'chein seems to be a statement, not a question. Omar Mazutra v'teimer v'ashi. So Mazutra says a different answer. He says, you're right. The truth is that as far as the Avoida was concerned, there was no reason to believe it was Tomei. But he still made a statement, Tomehu. B'toich shekilkulu es masem, since he knew, b'nevua, that in the time of the second Beis HaMikdosh, the Kohanim are going to be makalkul, they're going to go astray with their Avoida. Maile aleem akosov ki'ilu ikrivu b'tum osa. So, and at that point, the Torah, it's, even though it's not Tumah, but because it was, they had gone astray a little bit, the Rabbeinu Chananel says, since Masen Mukul Kolim Bashi Akrivu Einoi L'Rotzein, Hashem is not going to be appeased by the Avodah they're going to do in the Beis HaMikdosh, and therefore Ki'ilu Tomehu. It's similar to Tumah. It wasn't Tumah because they were proficient with the Halachas, but their future state of wayward behaviors is going to hinder the Avodah being accepted by Hashem. Continues the Gemara. Gufa. And now we're going back to what we learned to the end of the previous shiur, that Rav said that this Eidus, the testimony of Yosef ben Yo'ezer ish Tzoreida, that in the Beis HaMikdosh there was certain tumais derabonon, that means outside the Beis HaMikdosh with the liquids it was only midrabonon, that in the Beis HaMikdosh they said, no, over here it's tahir. What did we see? Rav made it clear that it's only mashki based mitbechaya, it's only regarding water and blood that they said it doesn't become tomei. However, wine and oil, Rav never said they don't become tomei. They have all the regular halachas that they can become tomei in the Beis HaMikdosh like outside the Beis HaMikdosh. And they can make other things tomei in the Beis HaMikdosh like outside the Beis HaMikdosh. And that's what Rav said at the end of the previous shiur in the first two, three lines in this omud. We're going to learn more about that now. Gufa. Rav Toni Mashki Beis Mitbechaya, with the tests. Rav understood that only the two liquids which are in the Beis Mitbechaya, which are in the butchery there, in the Beis HaMikdosh, water and blood, they remain Tohir. Levi Tona, but Levi argued with Rav and said Mashki Beis Mitbechaya. It's any liquids that came anywhere near the Beis HaMikdosh, near the Mizbeach. And near the Mizbeach, wine and oil, which were not found in the butchery, they were found on the Mizbeach, that wine and oil also in the Beis HaMikdosh, they stayed Tohir. How Tohir? Again, like we said before, it depends on what was outside the Beis HaMikdosh. If all liquids never become Tomei min HaTorah, only midrabanon, then in the Beis HaMikdosh they are completely Tohir. If outside the Beis HaMikdosh liquids become Tomei, they just don't make other things Tomei, in the Beis HaMikdosh, all liquids will become Tomei, but to make other things Tomei, not. Now the Gemara is going to try and work out. And the truth is what's going on here is that the second question that Chagai asked the Kohanim, we see there whether you say that it's a Revi'i Bakodesh within the second question, which is the way Rav understood, or whether it's a Shlishi Bakodesh, which we saw the way Shmuel understood. But either way, over there, the question was regarding Shemen. And even the first question, it was a question regarding Shemen. And in the second question, when they were asked about the oil, they said that it's Tomei, and everybody agrees they did not make a mistake. We have to understand, how can it be that you've got oil which is Tomei? That's one thing we have to understand. And there's another thing that we have to understand, and that is that in the first question, it seems that the reason that it was Tohir, according to Shmuel, for example, Shmuel said that lo yishtabshi, when the Kohanim said that the first question it was Tohir, they were right, it's only because it was a Chamishi. And Chamishi Bekodesh doesn't exist. There's no such level of Tumah. However, in the event that it would have been a Revi'i or Shlishi or Sheni, then that oil would have become Tomei. And we have to work all this out. And now the Gemara is explaining as follows. It's speaking it through. Le Levi, according to Levi, that says that the Torah that applied to the liquids in the Beis HaMikdash apply not only to the water and the blood, but also to the wine and the oil, then as follows. If he holds like Shmuel, that says that all liquids, they themselves become Tomei, because outside the Beis HaMikdash they are Tomei min HaTorah, so too in the Beis HaMikdash. And it's only that to make something else Tomei, there we say that outside the Beis HaMikdash it's only a midrabbanon, and in the Beis HaMikdash it's Tohir. So the Isvir lay Kishmuel do Omar Dochein Militami Tumas Achirin. That when Yosef ben Yezesh Tzereda said that in the Beis HaMikdash they were Tohir, it's only regarding making other things Tomei. Aval Tumas Atzmon Yeshlahen, but they themselves can become Tomei. Then we understand the whole discussion with Haggai. The first question was, as we saw, that the Sheretz made the Lechem Tomei, the Lechem made the Nozid Tomei, the Nozid made the Yayin Tomei, and the Yayin made the Shemin Tomei. In that case, since the Yayin is one of these liquids, and it cannot make something else Tomei, so the Shemin is going to be Tohir. So when the Kohanim said Loi, when the Kohanim said it's Tohir, then they were right. Like Shmuel says, they didn't make a mistake. And what about the second question? The second question where they said Tomei, where it was talking about the Tomei Nefesh, not the Sheretz, there, the way we're going to explain it is that we're talking about not that the Tomei Nefesh, the Av, touched the bread, and the bread touched the stew, and the stew touched the wine, and the wine touched the bread. No. And the second question is talking about when the Tomei Nefesh touched any one of those things, either the Lechem, or the stew, or the wine, or the Shemen, that was the question, and they answered Tomei, because they themselves can become Tomei, as we saw. Mishkachas lo denog ikulhu berishrein. All these things, the bread, the stew, the wine, and the oil, all touched the Av, and therefore they are Tomei. And again, the second answer was a correct answer. Elois sovar lo k'rav, but according, if Levi would hold like Rav, which means that number one, Levi holds that whatever is Tohir in the Beis HaMikdash is referring to water, blood, wine, and oil. And he holds like Rav, who says that even they themselves do not become Tomei. Yisfir le d'Rav d'oma dochin mamush heicha mishkachas lo. When are you ever going to have a case where Yitmo, in the second question that was asked, it's never Tomei, because we're talking about wine and oil. Wine and oil, according to Levi, who says that wine and oil is also called base midbachayo, and he holds like Rav, who says that even they themselves are not Tomei, then when is it Yitmo? Answers the Gemara, Korcho Kashmul Svirale. It must be that Levi, who says that the Tara of the liquids in the Beis HaMikdash apply to wine and oil as well, he must hold like Shmuel that it's only regarding making something else Tomei, not regarding they themselves being Tomei. And now the Gemara continues, Ule Shmuel, and according to Shmuel, who says that outside the Beis HaMikdash liquids became Tomei min HaTorah, and therefore in the Beis HaMikdash all liquids became Tomei min HaTorah, the whole discussion is only whether they can make something else Tomei. So Honich is sover like Rav, if he holds like Rav, the Toni Mashki base mitbachayo. That only the Dochin, the Taira, and the liquids in the base Amigdosh are only regarding water and blood. That according to Shmuel, it would mean that only water and blood will not make other things Tomei. Aval Mashki be mitbachayo. But those liquids that go on the Mizbeach but are not found in the butchery, they, which is wine and oil, that they achrini nami mitami, they were not exempt from the regular halachas, and therefore even in the Beis HaMikdash they can make other things Tomei. Then I can understand how Shmuel explained the first question of Haggai, that Shmuel said that the Kohanim said Tohir, and the Kohanim were right. Why were they right? As Shmuel explained, because we're talking about a chamishi, as we saw before. Revi'i hu deloi ovid chamishi. Revi'i will not make a chamishi. Ha shlishi ovid revi'i. But the shlishi can make a revi'i. That means it's only because it was chamishi that the oil was Tohir, and the Kohanim were right when they said it was Tohir. Eloi Sovar lo k'Levi, if Shmuel were to hold like Levi and say that the same halachas that apply to water and blood also apply to wine and to oil, and according to Shmuel, what does that mean? It means that even wine and oil would not make anything else tame. Since over there that we were talking about that the wine touched the oil, and wine, if Shmuel were to hold of Levi, then even with wine it would not make anything else tomei, then the Kohen would have been right that it's the oil is tohir, not only because it was chamishi, even if it was anything a higher level of tumah than that, the wine would not be able to make the oil tumi. Answers the Gemara, al korchoch k'rav svirle. It must be that he holds like Rav, that Rav says that the dochin, the taira, in the Beis HaMikdosh only applied to water and blood and not to wine and oil. And wine and oil have all the regular halachas, and therefore the wine could make the oil tomei. Continues the Gemara. Tanya Kavosei de Rav. We're going to bring a braisa like Rav that it was the Bei Mit Bechayo, which is Tohir, which is only water and blood, not the Bei Mit Bechayo. And Tanya Kavosei de Levi. We're going to find another braisa that says that it's the Bei Mit Bechayo, which is all four liquids, water, blood, oil, and wine, that all of them have this special exemption and are not Tomei on the level of Tumah, which outside the Beis HaMikdosh is only Durabonon. Tanya Kavosei de Levi. The Gemara starts with bringing a braisa like Levi, that it's all four liquids. Anything that would go on the Mizbeach, wine, water, oil, and blood, that all of them are Tohir. Because it says in the braisa, Hadam, Vayayin, Vashem, and Vamayim, these are all called Mashki Bei Mid Bechayo. These are all liquids that go on the Mizbeach. And the halachas are as follows. Shenitmu, if they themselves became Tomei, Bifnim, inside the Beis HaMikdosh, V'hoitzion Lachot, and inside the Beis HaMikdosh, they themselves can become Tomei, if you learn like Shmuel learned, that in the Beis HaMikdosh, all liquids can become Tomei, they just cannot make something else Tomei. So when they became Tomei, they only became Tomei for themselves, but not to the level that they could make anything else Tomei. Even midrabbonon shenitmu bifnim v'hoitzion b'chutz, and now you took these liquids outside the Beis HaMikdosh, they now became posel, a psul of yoitza, you're not allowed to take these things outside the Beis HaMikdosh, then even though they themselves, they are as tomei as they were before, but tohirin, they will not make anything else tomei, because when they became tomei, they only became tomei for themselves, but in the Beis HaMikdosh, they would not make anything else tomei. This is a proof to what Levi said, that all four liquids will not make anything else tomei in the Beis HaMikdosh. Netu b'chutz. If, however, these liquids became tomei before they came into the Beis HaMikdosh, which means before they became Beis Mit Bechayo, and outside the Beis HaMikdosh, they could all become tomei, even to make something else tomei. V'chnison b'fnim, and afterwards they were brought into the Beis HaMikdosh, then tomeim, they can still make something else tomei, because since when they became tomei, they were outside the Beis HaMikdosh, they could make something else tomei, that level of tumah never left them. There's nothing that should release them of that level of tumah just because they came into the Beis HaMikdosh. Says the Gemara, Eini v'omer b'shua ben Levi, mashki bei mid b'chaya, loy omru dochin, elo bim koimon. Rabbi Shua ben Levi responded and said that these liquids, any of these liquids, they're only tohir, only bimkoimon. At this point we understand that they're only tomei all the while they are still bimkoimon, which means, and this is going back on the first halacha, that the Braisa said, that if they became tomei in the Beis HaMikdosh, and then we said they only became tomei themselves, but not to be metamei something else. So Rabbi Shua ben Levi said that that's only true all the while that they are still in the Beis HaMikdosh. And you said that the ratio of the Braisa, that if they leave the Beis HaMikdosh, then they retain that level of Tara, that only they themselves are Tomei, but they do not make something else Tomei. Rabbi Shua ben Levi argued with that. Says the Gemara, my love, lemu'ute, when Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, lo omru dochen elo bimekoimon, which means that they only keep that level of Tara all the while they're in the Beis HaMikdosh, lemu'ute nitmu bifnim v'tzion lachutz. And that's what Rabbi Shua ben Levi was arguing with the first halacha. He said that these words, lo omru dochen elo bimekoimon, is to the exclusion of a case when they were afterwards taken out of the Beis HaMikdosh, that if they are taken out of the Beis HaMikdosh from that point on, they can make other things tomei. Says the Gemara, Loi, lim'ute nitmu b'chutz v'ichnison bifnim. No, what Rabbi Shua ben Levi was actually speaking about, saying that is just in order to tell us that only if, not as long as they are inside, only if they became tomei inside, if they became tomei outside, then they did not become tomei b'mekoimon, and they became tomei outside the Beis HaMikdosh, v'chnison b'fnim, and they were brought in, since when they became tomei, they could make something else. They can make other things tomei because it was outside the Beis HaMikdosh, at least on a Rabbonon level. When it was brought into the Beis HaMikdosh, that stringency remains. V'habim koimon ko'omar. What does it mean? It says le omru dochein, they only are tohir elo bim koimon, when they're in their place. And you're suddenly saying that that's coming to teach us that when they're outside the if they became tomei outside the Beis HaMikdosh and they were brought in, that they become, that they're tomei, that they can continue making other things tomei. What does the word bim koimon mean? In their place. They never became tomei in their place. They became tomei outside. So he says, hochi komar. This is what the words that Rabbi Shua ben Levi meant to say is, lo omru dochein elo shenitmu bim koimon. The words bim koimon doesn't mean that they only are tohir all the while they were in their place in the Beis HaMikdosh. No. It means they only are tohir. That means that they will not, the level of tumah they have is that they will not make something else tumah, is only if they became tumah inside. But if they became tumah outside, then they will not have that leniency, and the tumah will be such that it will even be able to make something else tumah. And even if afterwards it's brought into the Beis HaMikdosh, that remains. And it's interesting because the Braisa itself said that if it was nitmu b'chutz, v'ichnison b'fnim is tomei. And the Eini is going back on the first words of the Braisa, where the Braisa said that if it was nitmu b'fnim, v'itzion l'chutz is tohir. So, and this Rabbi Shua ben Levi, he was responding to the first part of the Braisa and commenting and saying that that's only true because they became tomei inside, but had they become tomei outside, then they can be metame other things, even when it comes into the Beis HaMikdosh. And all that, Rabbi Shua ben Levi responding and coming out to the same conclusion as the Tanakam of the Braisa itself came to, had they waited another few words. Had Rabbi Shua ben Levi waited to respond till the Braisa says, nitmu b'chutz v'chnisan b'fnim t'mein, then he would have seen that the Tanakama agree with what he said. That's how Rashi speaks this out. But either way, what do we see in this Braisa? We see that those mashkim that in the Beis HaMikdosh, they have less of a level of tumah, that's talking about the Bei Midbachaya, which includes all these mashkin, dam, yain, shemen, and mayim, and that's proof to Levi. Continues the Gemara, Tanya Kavaseda Rav, we're now going to bring a Braisa like Rav, that it's only the base mitbachaya, which is only the water and the blood, which have this special leniency of Tahara. The Braisa says, Hadam v'hamayim, only blood and water. Mashki base mitbachaya, they are called the liquids, the beverages in the base mitbachaya, which is in the place, the butcheries in the Beis HaMikdosh, and it's only water and blood, shenitmu. If they became tomei, bein bekelim, bein bekarka, irrespective of whether the blood or the water was contained in vessels, or if it was spilt on the ground, tahirim they are tahir. As Rav said that liquids outside the Beis HaMikdosh never become tomei, min ha-tahira, only midrabonon. In the Beis HaMikdosh, base mitbachaya, if it's water and blood, then they do not become tomei, even midrabonon. And now the Gemara says, Reb Shimon Oimir, and this is Reb Shimon that we've already seen previously, that Reb Shimon says that mashkin, that liquids, all liquids outside the Beis HaMikdash, not only can they become tamei min ha-Torah, they can even be metamei other things min ha-Torah, and therefore bekelim, when any of these liquids are held in vessels, tameim they are tamei, because since all liquids are tamei min ha-Torah and make other things tamei min ha-Torah, so too in the Beis HaMikdash. However, bekarka, in the event that it's water, and only water, as we're going to see in the Gemara soon, and providing that it's at least a revius of water, that min ha-Torah, if it's bekarka, if it's on the ground, then it's not mekabel tuma min ha-Torah. It's called mikve amayim, it's called a collection of water, not in a vessel, and therefore it's tohir. And even though midrabbanon they said that any liquids less than 40 sa can become tomei, however, in the Beis HaMikdash, water that's at least a revius and it's on the ground, tohirim, they were kept with the biblical halacha, and that is that they are tohir. Continues the Gemara. Omer of Papa. Rav Papa now is telling us something which is very different to everything we've learned till now. Till now we learned that anything that is tomei outside the Beis HaMikdash will also be tomei in the Beis HaMikdash. Only if it's tomei outside the Beis HaMikdash, midrabbanon, then in the Beis HaMikdash, the Chachomim wavered that and said that it remains tohir, as we've discussed till now. However, Rav Papa has a different take on this. Omar of Papa, afilu lemando omar tumas mashkin do'iraisa. Even according to the opinion that says that all liquids are mekabel tuma min ha-toiro, mashke beis mitbachayo. These mashkin, which is water and blood, in the Beis HaMikdash, hilchas gemir loit halacha lemeishim misinai, that even though the rest all other times outside the Beis HaMikdash they are tomei min ha-Torah, in the Beis HaMikdash they are tohir. And now we're going to ask two questions against Rav Papa. Omer le Rav Huna b'Reider of Nosan le Rav Papa. Ve'elahod omer Rav Elazar. Well, remember we saw Rav Elazar on Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph. Rav Elazar said, Ein tuma lemashkin kol ikar. That everywhere else outside the Beis HaMikdash, the tuma for mashkin is only midrabbanon. How do I know that? Teida, proof is, Shehari heid Yosef ben Yezer ish tzareda. Yosef ben Yezer ish tzareda testified, Al mashke beis mitbachaya, on water and blood in the Beis HaMikdash, dochein which are tohoir. And had they been tomei min ha-Torah outside the Beis HaMikdash, the Chachomim would not have been able to make it tohir. From the fact that the Chachomim said that in the Beis HaMikdash they're tohir, it must be that outside the Beis HaMikdash they are not tuma min ha-Torah. I now ask the Gemara, according to Yerav Popper, that says that the Beis HaMikdash is a unique halacha l'meishim misinai, then you have no proof from the fact that in the Beis HaMikdash they were tohir, that outside the Beis HaMikdash they were not tomei min ha-Torah. Vi hilchaso gemirilo, and if there's a halacha l'meishim misinai that dochin, that they are tohir in the Beis HaMikdash, migomrinon minok, you learn from there that outside the Beis HaMikdash they're not tomei min ha-Torah? And the second question, omale ravine le ravashi. So we saw at the beginning of the Omud, and this is a Reb Shimon, as we said before, which is the second time we've seen it. Reb Shimon said this already at the top of Daf Tezayin Omud Aleph. Reb Shimon holds that liquids min ha-Torah, they are royal, they can become tomei themselves and they can be metame other things. The Tanya, as we saw on Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yosi v'Reb Shimon oimrim that lekelim tohirim lo'ichlim tomeim, that even though they hold that liquids will not make utensils tomei min ha-Torah, but they will make other food items tomei min ha-Torah. And here Reb Shimon said that if these liquids are in kelim, they are tomei, even in the Beis HaMikdash, and only water in the kar, which is on the ground, tohirim, they are tohir. And the question is that if you say that outside the Beis HaMikdash, whatever's inside the Beis HaMikdash is tohir, outside the Beis HaMikdash, it must be its only tumah midrabbanon, then I could understand what Reb Shimon is saying here, that bekelim is tameim. The reason that kelim is tameim is because he holds that regular mashkin min ha-Torah tomei, and bekarka not. However, if you say ve'i hilchos sahi, if you say it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai, that in the Beis Hamikdash, these liquids, the water and the blood, are tohir, mali bekelim, mali bekarka. Even kelim, even in the event that Europe Shimon hold that outside the Beis Hamikdash, kelim amatami, other foods. Why should that be a reason that in the Beis Hamikdash they are tmeim? So till now we learned the sugya that anything that's min haTorah is also outside the Beis Hamikdash is also in the Beis Hamikdash. According to Rav Papa, that there's a special halacha l'moshe m'Sinai that says that the blood and the water in the Beis Hamikdash is tohir and does not become tomei. Then Rav Shimon, even if he holds that outside the Beis Hamikdash, the other water, other foods, liquids, other liquids can make food items tomei min haTorah. In the Beis Hamikdash, it should be tohir. In the same way as bekarka tohirim, it should be bekelim tohirim. Kashya, so the Gemara says, from these two proofs, it's a question and we cannot answer it against Rav Papa. Continues the Gemara, and now we're going back to what we saw at the beginning of this Amud. What did Rav Shimon say at the beginning of the Amud? That since Rav Shimon holds on Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph that liquids outside the Beis Hamikdash make other food items tomei min haTorah, therefore in the Beis Hamikdash that doesn't change. Bekarka Torah, however, when it's on the ground, on the floor, not in utensils, then they are Torah. Says Rav Papa, Amr of Papa, Hod Omris. This that Rav Shimon said, Bekarka Torahim, Leishonu Elo Maim. It's only water, because there's halacha that water that's on the ground that has the status min haTorah of a mikveh hamayim, and mikveh hamayim, a collection of water that's on the ground, is tohir min haTorah. The Chachamim said if it's less than 40 saw, it can become tomei. But min haTorah, as from a revius, it's tohir. And therefore, in the Beis Hamikdash, they kept it on the Din Doraisa that it stays Tohir. Aval Dam, however, blood that can become Tomei, there's no difference whether it's Min haTorah, there's no difference as to whether it's on the ground or whether in the utensil, Loi. They can always become Tomei Min haTorah outside the Beis Hamikdash, and the same will apply inside the Beis Hamikdash. Umayim Nami, and even water, which is Bekarka on the ground, that Rav Shimon said Tohirim, Lo Omron, they only said that it's Tomei that can be Metame other things, for they themselves to become Tomei, it can be even less than Revius. But in order for them not to be Metame something else, it must be Elo Dehavi Revius, only if it's a Revius. Because the Chozi Lehatbil Bei Machtin V'Tzinoiris, because since if it's a Revius, then Min haTorah, it's sufficient that you can Toivel needles and small items in it, and therefore it's got the status of a mikveh min haTorah, and therefore it's tohir. Avaloi have a revius, but if it's less than a revius, tmeim, then they tmeim means they can even be metame other things. Continues the Gemara. Omar Mar, and now we're going back to what we saw on the top of Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda Oimir. Rabbi Yehuda said in that braisa, lakil tomei, which means that liquids can, not only can they become tomei min haTorah, they can also make other things tomei min haTorah, not only food items, but even utensils, says the Gemara Lememra. So we can see from that Rabbi Yehuda, the Sava Rabbi Yehuda, that tumas mashkin letame kelim doiraisa. You see from that Rabbi Yehuda that liquids can even be metame other kelim min haTorah. Vatnam, this seems to contradict the Mishnah. We saw in the Mishnah, kol hakelim en utensils sheyesh lem achiraim v'toich. They have a receptacle not only on the main inside of the kli, but even on the back of the kli, is something that can be used. It can hold something on both sides of it, the inside and the outside. Kegoin akorim v'akisois v'asakin v'amartzufin. In all those cases, these are all items that can be used inside and on the outside. If so, nitma toichoi, if they became tomei, because, for example, a sheretz touched the kli from the inside, nitma gaboi, not only the inside is tomei, the whole kli, even from the outside, is tomei. However, nitma gaboi, if it only became tomei from the outside, lo nitma toichoi, the inside is not tomei. Omer Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Bamed varim amurim." When is that true? Shenitmu machmas mashkin. That's only true when these things became tomei due to mashkin, which are liquids. And since liquids min haTorah, they are not metame these kelim. and it's only midrabbonon the metame kelim. How are people going to know that they're only tomei midrabbonon? By making a recognition. We're going to make a unique halacha. In order you should remember that the kelim only tomei midrabbonon, we're going to tell you that if the event that it became tomei from the outside, from mashkim, not from a sheretz, from mashkim, which are tomei, then the inside is tohir, and that way everybody will remember and everybody will always know that it's a drabonon type of tumma. Avol nitmu machmas sheretz. But if these kelim became tomei from a sheretz, nitmo toichoi nitmo gaboi, nitmo gaboi nitmo toichoi. It makes no difference where the sheretz touched this vessel, whether it's in the inside or the outside, the whole kli becomes tomei. V'yisol kadaitoch. Now the Gemara is saying, according to what Rabbi Yehuda said on Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, that tumas mashkin l'tami kelim doiraisa, that even when liquids touch utensils, the utensils become tomi min ha-toira, mali nitmo machmas mashkin, mali nitmo machmas sheretz, in which case if the kli became tomi because of mashkin, it's exactly the same aloha as if it became tomi with the sheretz. And that same aloha should apply, that even if it only became tomi by touching the outside of the kli, the whole kli should become tomei. Says the Gemara, Omer Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, Chozar Boy Rav Yehuda. You're right, Rav Yehuda holds that the truth is that mashkin that are not metamei kelim min ha-toira. And this that Rav Yehuda said on Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, that mashkin are metamei kelim min ha-toira, he changed his mind, he was chozer from that. Ravina Omer, Ravina said no, lo'ilam lo'yhodar, it could be he didn't change his mind. But there's a difference, there's different types of mashkin. There are some mashkins which are only tomei midrabbonon. There are other mashkins which are tomei min ha-toira. Those mashkin that are tomei min ha-toira, like we saw in Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, that they are tomei min ha-toira, even to be metamei kelim, there's indeed no difference between them and the sheretz, and if they touch the outside of the kli, the whole kli is tomei. This that we saw here in the Mishnah, that Rabbi Yehuda said that there's a type of mashkin which is only derabbonon, and the way that we recognize that is with its halachas, that if it touched the outside of the kli, the inside remains tohir, is talking about habe mashkin aboin machmas yodaim, is talking about when the water didn't become tomei because the sheretz touched it. A water became tomei because a person's unwashed hands touched it. There's a special halacha that yudaim shniyosein, and they make liquids tomei. But since the yudaim, the hands are only tomei midrabbonon, the liquids also only tomei midrabbonon. In that case, of course, the utensil will not be tomei min ha-toira from these liquids. Ha'ba mashkin aboyin machmas sheretz, but mashkin, liquids that became tomei from a sheretz, not from yudaim, that became tomei min ha-toira, of course they can make kelim tomei, and the entire kli will be tomei, even if the water touched the outside of the kli. Continues the Gemara, Ihachi, if so, if it's true that there's a difference between these type of liquids and those types of liquids, then let's ask a question on Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah we just learned now. Because the Tanit Kam in the Mishnah said that there's a difference between if the kli became tomei on the inside or the kli became tomei on the outside. Rabbi Yehuda said that that's only by mashkin, but if it's sheretz touched the kli, there's no difference because it's tomei min ha-toira. Says the Gemara, but if you're right that we just said now, that according to Ravina, that there's a difference between water that became tomei from a sheretz that touched this kli, or water that became tomei from one's hands, which is only derabonon, why didn't Rabbi Yehuda say that? That when the Tanakama said that when water touches the kli, only the back of the kli, only the back of the kli is tomei, is only that if the type of water touched it, which is water that was tomei midrabonon. But water that's tomei min ha-toira, if, for example, a sheretz touched the water, then the halacha would be that even if the water touched the back of the kli, the whole kli is tomei. Why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda say that? Why does he run off to a distant case of a sheretz touching the kli? Let's see that inside. Ihochi, if so, adutoni bamed varim amurim. Whilst Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah said that, when is it true that if it touches the back of the kli, only the back of the kli is tomei? Shenitmu machmas mashkin, it's only because it became tomei from water, from liquids. But had it become tomei from a sheretz, not lifloig v'lisna b'dido. Why doesn't he separate and differentiate within mashkin themselves? That b'med dvarim amurim, when is it true b'mashkin aboin machmas yadayim? Only when it's a rabbinically tomei water or liquid. Aval b'mashkin aboin machmas sheretz. But liquids that are tomei min ha-toira, for example, a sheretz touched them, nitmo toichei, nitmo gaboi, nitmo gaboi, nitmo toichei. It doesn't matter where it touched the kli, the whole kli is tomei. Elo mechaverto, the correct explanation to explain the contradiction of Rav Yehuda is not like we just said now. It's not like Ravina said, rather it's like Shmuel, k'deshanin al mechkora, that chozar by Rav Yehuda. It seems that Rav Yehuda was choza, and indeed liquids are not metame kelim. Any liquids, even if the sherets touch them, are not metame kelim min ha-toira, not like Rabbi Yehuda said on Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, and Rabbi Yehuda changed his mind, and therefore it's true that any liquids that touch the kli, if it touched the outside of the kli, the inside of the kli will remain tohir. Continues the Gemara, Iboy Elohu. Mikelim Huda Hadarbe, because Rabbi Yehuda said two things. Look at the top of Tezayin Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda said Lakoil Tomei, which means that Mashkin, they can make Oichlim Tomei Minatayra, and they can make Kelim Tomei Minatayra. We just determined now that Rabbi Yehuda changed his mind and said that Kelim will not become Tomei Minatayra from Mashkin. The question is, when Rabbi Yehuda changed his mind, did he also change his mind regarding that if liquids touch food items, that even there it will not be Tomei Minatayra or not? Mikelim Udhodabe, did he only change his mind regarding liquids touching Kelim, Aval Boichlin, Kribyesi, Rab Shimon Svirile? But regarding food, he holds like Kribyesi and Rab Shimon, who hold that liquids will make other food items Tomei Minatayra. Oidilmo maybe Legamri Hodarbe. He changed his mind completely, Kareb Meir, and he now holds like Kareb Meir that liquids will not make food items Tomei Minatayra either. Says the Gemara of Nachman by Yitzchok, Toshima will bring you proof. Poro, if you have a cow, sheshosaso mechatos, this cow could have been a korban, it could have been a regular animal that drank mechatos. Mechatos has the status of an avatuma. Mechatos is the water that the poraduma, the ashes of the poraduma, was put into, and it has the status of an avatuma. This cow drank some of this water. Now, whilst the cow is alive, live animals don't become tomei. And then it got shechted, and now you have a cow that's been shechted, and in its stomach is mei chatos. Is this water of the poraduma? Then halachi says the braisa, besora tomei, that it's bosor. This is a mishnah, not a braisa. The braisa says that the meat of this animal is now tomei. Why? So the way we understand it at this point is that since there's water which has the status of an av inside the animal, and this water is touching the animal which is now dead, it's been shechted, the animal becomes tomei. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says no, botlu b'me'er, they become insignificant, the water becomes insignificant in the stomach of the cow, and therefore the basar will not become tomei. Says the Gemara, v'isol k'daitach, mikelim hu d'hodarbe, this was Rabbi Yehuda. If Rabbi Yehuda says that liquids can make food items tomei min ha-toira, then if so, amai botlu b'me'er legamri? Why do you say that the water in the stomach of this animal has become totally insignificant and the animal is tohir? Why? It's true that it's become insignificant as its av state. This water of the paraduma no longer carries the state of an av hatuma because it's in the stomach of the animal and it can no longer be used for paraduma, and therefore it's less significant. Okay, but nehid tuma chamura, the tuma that normally meichatos holds, that's av hatuma, loy metamu, that it's not going to be that level of tumah. If it would be an av hatumah, it will even make an odom tomei, and even make oichlim tomei, people and food. But okay, but tumah kalom mionitmu, but the water itself touched the animal. And when the water touched the animal, then the animal itself should at least become tomei as having touched this meichatos. So again, the meichatos loses its status of being an av, being very chomer digatuma, because once it's in its stomach, then it loses that status. But the cow itself, the meat itself, touched that meichatos. So at least that should be tomei, a tuma kala, that the water should be downgraded to a regular mashkin ne'atomei, not with the stringencies of meichatos. And they should at least be able to be metame oichlin, like we saw now. If, according to what we're saying now, that Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon that liquids can make oichlim tomei, then this mechatos should make the meat of the animal tomei. And it doesn't need to be such a stringent type of tum of mechatos to do that. It's tomei, even on a lesser level, it's liquids that are tomei should make the animal tomei. If we say that Rabbi Yehuda changed his mind completely and no liquids make any food items tomei, okay, then we can understand. It's lost its status of meichatos. Now it's just a regular liquid that's tomei. Liquids don't make food tomei. But if he holds, like Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, that liquids make food items tomei, the meichatos should have made the animal, the bosor, tomei. Answers the Gemara, you're right. My botlu b'me'eo nami, when it says that the botlu b'me'eo, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the meichatos has become insignificant in its stomach, is botlu mitum chamura. All I meant was that it doesn't anymore have the status of the severe tumma that if a person or kalim would now touch it, would become tomei. Avol tumma kala, but it should be a regular tumma that this mashkin, it's as if the mashkin, so to speak, the water touched itself. The meichatos should be have the status of water that touched meichatos. And that's tumma kala, and it will make food items tomei. And indeed, the basar will be tomei. Avol tumma kala metamei. You're right. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds that liquids can make food or can make food tomei, and indeed, when it says botl b'me'eo, it just means regarding the stringent tumah. But the meat itself is tomei. Says the Gemara, if Rabbi Yehuda holds that the meat itself is tomei, then when the Tanakama says besara tomei, the Tanakama must hold it's even more tomei than Rabbi Yehuda, because there's a machlekas. So the way we learnt it first, that Tanakama say that the meat is tomei, Rabbi Yehuda says the meat is tohir. But now we said no. We said Rabbi Yehuda says the meat is tomei, because the liquids are tomei, a tumma kala, more lenient tumma than the meichatos, is tomei, made the meat tomei. If so, the Tanakama must be even more stringent. If so, michlal, we can deduce from there that the Tanakama sova, tumma chamura namu metamei. It must be that according to the Tanakama, this meichatos has all the stringencies of meichatos, and this meichatos will even make odom and kelim tomei. And that's very difficult because the Tanakama says, Habasara tomei ktoni. The Tanakama just said its meat is tomei. Didn't say that meat is tomei or anything else that touched it, including people and utensils. Answers the Gemara, no. Kula Rabbi Yehudahi. The entire Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Uchsuri mechzer, and this is what you have to read into the Mishnah. Vachi ktoni. Poro sheshosos o meichatos. If a pora duma drank from the meichatos, besara tomei. Then its meat is tomei. The meat is tomei because the liquids touched the oichlim, and the liquids have a more lenient level of tumah, and not the stringent level of meichatos. But it does not have the meichatos, does not have the level of the stringent tumah of meichatos that would make even odom and kelim tomei. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda said that once the water has gone into the stomach of the cow, it's become insignificant, it's become much less, it's become bottle, and therefore it's only the level of regular mashkin, which are tomei, that touches the animal, the basar, which is food items. Says the Gemara, Rav Ashi says no. La'olam botlu b'me'eo legamri. When Rabbi Yehuda says botlu b'me'eo, it means it's completely bottle, it's completely tohir. And we asked a question that if Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon that mashkin on metame oichlin, he only changed his mind regarding mashkin touching kelim. But mashkin touching oichlim, Rabbi Yehuda agrees that they are tomei, then why does the meichatos now, on its more lenient state, not be metame the basar? Says no. Regular liquids that are tomei are metame food items. But here, it's even a lesser level than regular liquids. Why? Mishum dehavale mashke saruach. Because once it's in the animal's stomach, it's become totally foul and smelly and horrible, and therefore it doesn't even have the status of a liquid, and therefore it's got no tumor on it whatsoever, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda says that the basar is tohir. That's how Rav Ashi explains this, and the Tanakama will say that the basar is tomei because we don't say that it's saruach. Or this level of siruach doesn't make that the water loses its tumor altogether, and therefore the meat will become tomei. And the Mirtz Hashem in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.